Do you ever wish that you had a friend who helped you out of life's difficulties? Perhaps you're discouraged. Your life has been filled with sorrow and loneliness and disappointment. You seem to have had more trouble than others around you. When you seek comfort from those around you, they do not understand or seemingly just don't care. You wish there was someone who could stand by your side and help you. Or it may be that you're struggling with some habit, some evil appetite or passion that holds you in its grip. Time after time, you have determined to cut loose from it, but then you find yourself powerless to resist. You yearn for some friend who has the power to set you free. Then again, you might be among those who are burdened by a sense of sin and guilt. Voices from the past will not be silenced. Like angry bloodhounds, your sins refuse to let you escape. If only there was someone who could forgive you and let you make a clean, fresh start. Or, finally, it may be that you need a friend in your sickness. You're wearied by pain and suffering and terrified at the thoughts of what might happen. How often in your quiet moments you have longed for some voice to speak peace to your heart and some strong hand to help you face the future unafraid. Everyone feels the need of such a friend at one time or another, but where is such a one to be found? The Bible gives the answer. The friend you need is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no one who can heal the broken heart like Jesus. Who but He can snap the chains of habit and set the captive free? He is the friend who alone has power to forgive sins, and no one else. Yea, no one else can provide real comfort in time of sickness or death. The best of all friends is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, Proverbs 18:24. He is always near when you need Him. He is a friend who loves at all times, in adversity as well as in prosperity. He is an unfailing friend who will never leave you. The proof of His friendship, friend of mine, is the cross of Calvary. There it stands in lone, majestic splendor, telling all the world that the Son of God shed His blood for sinful mankind so that He might save those who believe on Him and be their friend forever. Think of it, an eternal friendship. But perhaps you can say, Christ lived nearly over 1,900 years ago. How can He be my friend today? Well, it's true that He did live 1,900 years ago plus. But it's just as true that He lives today. For thank God He arose from the grave 3 days after His death. And afterward He ascended into heaven. That's where He is today, seated at God's right hand. Yet by the Spirit of God He's here today among us. And this is how you can make Him your friend. Go to Him, that is, by faith. Go to Him with all your need. Confess your sin to Him. Admit that you cannot save yourself unless He saves you. You will be lost and lost forever. Then again, by faith, by the grace of God, receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And if you do this, God's Word assures you that Christ will save you today and save you for eternity. From Romans 10:9, we read, If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And whenever the Lord Jesus Christ becomes your Lord and Savior, He also, friend of mine, becomes your friend. He will comfort you, cheer you, help you. And then when life is over, He will take you safely home to be with Him for all eternity in heaven. He speaks to you today as you face life's difficulties. He says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Friend, He wants to be your friend. Let Him today. Amen.